In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today our school mass is said by Father Roberto Mardones, who just celebrated his 25th anniversary of priesthood. Father Mardones comes from Chile, which is a country in South America, and where they speak Spanish, which Bishop Dolan spoke to you in the beginning of his yesterday's sermon. On Tuesday, I told you about little Geraldine Collins, who died so young and suddenly. And in Father Mardones' home country, Chile, there also lived a heroic young girl who never reached her dream of becoming a nun. She was named Laura Vicuna, and she was born in Santiago, Chile, on April 5th of 1891. Those were bad times for Chile, because that year broke a horrible civil war between the president and the Congress. Mr. Vicuna, like St. Joseph fleeing Herod's murderous troops, had to carry his wife Mercedes and his infant daughter Laura into safety in the Andes Mountains. The Andes are the longest continental mountain range in the world, in South America. So it was like, with Holy Family, very long and dangerous journey to Vicuna family. The baby's health was poor and they feared she would die, but by the time she was 18 months old, she was healthy again. Laura was only 3 years old and her baby sister named Julia had just been born when her father died. When Laura was 8, she and her sister went to a missionary school, and when she first time saw the school chapel, she went to look at Jesus's little house, as she called the tabernacle. When she was told that Jesus lived there, she blew him a kiss and promised to come back often. In the school, Laura learned about God and his love and learned to repay this love with love for her fellow students and the teachers. She was a leader in sports and a friend to all. She helped the younger children with their daily tasks, such as making their beds, and with their personal chores, such as combing their hair or mending their clothes. She acted as peacemaker for the children's quarrels. When her little sister Julia was naughty, Laura gently corrected her. Because the school Laura attended was a boarding school, she did not see her mother for a long time. On her first summer vacation at home, she discovered that after her father's death, the mother had abandoned the religion of Jesus. When she made her first communion at the age of 10, her mother came to visit school for the big occasion. But Laura noticed that her mother did not receive Holy Communion. She seemed to realize that her mother was not happy. One of her constant prayers before the tabernacle became, "Jesus, I wish that Mama would know you better and be happy." Laura was, like Geraldine Collins, whom I told you 2 days ago, enrolled in the sodality of the Children of Mary, and thus became a child and daughter of Mary. Like Geraldine, she also secretly hoped one day to become a nun. When she was 11, the bishop made a visit to the school. Laura asked him if she could become a Salesian sister, and laughingly the bishop replied, "Just wait a little longer, child." But she did not want to wait. Repeatedly she asked her priest to pray and ask God if it was his will for her to become a nun. This understanding priest agreed that she did, in truth, have a religious vocation, but it remained their secret. But again something came up which pointed that God had other plans for her life. After Laura was confirmed, she realized that the salvation and life of her own dear mother, who was living a very bad life, were now in great danger. Laura asked her priest if she could offer her life to God for her mother's conversion. The priest saw that the soul of this child was ready to rather sacrifice herself than to let her dear mother to suffer eternal punishment, and he gave his permission. So on the following winter, Laura became ill. She was called home, and there her health steadily worsened. She felt that her offering had been accepted and did not believe she would ever get well. Worse than that, she fell a victim to a very evil man who had come to their home and tried to rob her away from her mother. This fragile and sick girl was beaten very badly by this man, and she had to go to hospital. The priest came and heard Laura's confession and gave her absolution. He had questions, but Laura simply told him that she forgave her attacker and bore him no ill will. When Laura and her younger sister were alone, Laura earnestly made a request of her sister, "Be good to Mama, don't give her trouble, respect her always. Don't ever leave her, even if later on you will have a family of your own. Don't look down upon the poor, but be kind to them. Love our Lord and the Blessed Virgin. Pray every day to your guardian angel to keep you from sin. Don't forget, Julia, we will be together in heaven." The next morning, a priest brought Laura communion and gave her the last rites. Later, when Laura and her mother were alone, she said she had a secret to tell. As her mother leaned close, Laura whispered, "Mama, I am dying, but I'm happy to offer my life for you. I asked our Lord for this." Stunned, the mother fell to her knees crying. She realized what her daughter meant and begged Laura's forgiveness as well as the forgiveness of God. She promised to begin her life again, and Laura died quietly on that same day, January 22, 1904, when she was 12 years old. After she died, her mother went to the chapel and made her confession. Through the witness of her courageous daughter, she returned to the practice of the faith and to the Church of Jesus. Dear children, little Laura was one of those children of Mary whom you should see as your role model. She came from South America, very different culture than here, but it does not matter. Every child of Mary is alike in important matters, strong in faith and kind to others. And today, on our first Thursday for priests, notice that Laura asked her priest, first of all, should she become a nun or not, and then asked his permission to sacrifice her life so that her dear mother would convert. How kind and trustworthy she was to her priest, and how it must have warmed her priest's heart that she blew a kiss to Jesus in the tabernacle and promised to visit him often. And truly a great legacy she left to all the children of Mary, which is truly worth repeating. Be good to Mama, don't give her trouble, respect her always, don't ever leave her, even if later on you will have a family of your own. Don't look down upon the poor, but be kind to them. Love our Lord and the Blessed Virgin. Pray every day to your guardian angel to keep you from sin. And don't forget that we will be together in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.